This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We're very blessed this afternoon because we've got two fabulous people who are starring in a new show, stage show, which I can't wait for. Anna Murphy, are you excited?
Oh, so excited.
Who would have thought they would turn this into a musical?
Well, thank God they have.
Muriel's Wedding. Yeah. Love it. Welcome.
Welcome to David James and Chelsea Plumley in the fabulous roles of Bill Heslop and Deirdre Chambers.
Probably two of the best characters in the whole thing.
Let's say that anyway.
Well, I certainly say that to myself as my head hits the pillow each night. Yes. Nice to be here, guys.
So much fun, and truly, you are going to have a riotous night.
Yeah.
But not only that, you'll laugh, but you'll also... you potentially will cry.
Oh, well, I love a bit of that, though, at the theatre. Oh,
funny thing is, it is iconic. The movie's iconic. It's been around, 23 years or something like that?
1994, I think.
Yeah. I remember
25 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think the great achievement is that I think the musical, hopefully by the end of our turn with it, but I suspect already from its previous incarnation up in Sydney, is already developing a kind of identity all of its own, which is every bit as powerful as the films.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that speaks, as you say, as Chels said, to the seamless way in which these songs just seem to tell and advance a story. They really are beautiful songs. Yeah. They're so catchy.
Now, Kate Miller-Heike did the music for the
show.
Yes,
indeed,
right?
She did with her partner and husband, Keir Nuttall.
Yep.
And
hasn't she had a big year?
Now she's had a big week, hasn't she?
Really big week.
She's on fire.
She certainly is.
It's because she's tremendously gifted.
Yeah. She's an icon.
She's
she
great.
Really is already.
Now, how did you two score your roles? Because they're amazing.
We auditioned together, David. It's for me, it's very much one of those one door closes, another opens moments. And I think I was saying to your producer before, I was actually in Sydney right at the end of the run that it had, and desperately tried to get in. And I can't remember the last time every channel, all the inside tracks, not one of them worked.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's telling us something.
Yeah.
Then there was another show, which we won't talk about, that I thought I was going to do. That didn't happen. And out of the blue came Bill and Muriel's, and honestly, so I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. So,
yeah.
You know, two and a bit weeks in, and where it's a great bunch of people, it's a great story, it's a fabulous role to play, and I don't want to forget to play the baddie, so it's kind of nice to get to this time.
It's amazing. Now, is it daunting going into such iconic characters? Like, you know, everybody's got their favourite moments from this movie, and if you haven't seen the musical already, so you're going into it and playing, like, these are characters we love. Mm. Like, does that feel like there's a massive weight on your shoulders?
I think it might have gone through my brain for a millisecond, and then I went, this is mine. This is my chance. And the director's been very clear in we honour in the way that we wish to honour it, so you have to bring yourself to the piece.
Mm. Great.
Mm. But more importantly, it's just allowing the space for those classic lines, I think, not to feel too weighted with the famous lines,
right?
Like, oh, what a coincidence, Bill, what a coincidence, or you're terrible, Muriel. There are quite a few.
Chelsea does them all.
That'll be my next cabaret show.
Already, I'm so excited.
The ability to bring it to a whole new audience, I think, is a wonderfully exciting.
Well, exactly.
It's always great fun to know that there'll be people there who are there because they adore the film, and who doesn't? It's an iconic Australian film, but then to know there's a whole other generation who'll be coming to it fresh.
Because it's been updated, of course, there's this whole technological social media aspect to it, which Tim has seen it, your producer.
Oh,
so there's the song Shared Viral Posted. Shared Viral Posted.
With a hashtag in there too, isn't it?
And it's all very modern. I don't understand that song. I'm not yet.
I didn't understand what you were talking about. It's totally fine.
I haven't understood anything we've said since we've been in here.
It's very modern as well. So I think it will appeal to a younger audience.
So let me ask you, because I always found the movie, I love the movie, but I found the movie to be really hysterically funny and lighthearted and whatever, and then it takes a tone and goes dark.
Mm.
And that's just the way it is, and that's the way it was. But how does it sort of, with the musical, do you go down that road?
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the great... I think sometimes there's not a mistaken belief that comedy is only about making people laugh. Sometimes one of the great gifts comedy can give you is the chance to distract people and then rip the rug clean out from under their feet before they have a chance to realise what happened.
Yep.
And this show does it. I'm thinking of two very profound moments in it where if we do it right, the audience may not see it coming.
Yeah.
And it's quite shocking.
Amazing.
They're like, you want to have a sing, you want to have a good laugh, you want to have a bit of a cry.
Yeah, I think
and
you need
it all. And walk out tapping your toes to the tune. So hopefully we'll tick all those boxes.
Good.
But I think that's what you need. I mean, that's really important to have the light and shade because otherwise, you can just feel a little monotonous. So that's fantastic.
Yeah. You do come away feeling a part of humanity. So it really grounds you and connects you. And that was unexpected when I first read. I thought it would be perhaps surface, and it so is not.
No, that's right.
A surface musical.
Oh,
the crew is huge. Can you guys roll off a few of the names for us? You know them so well.
And our new besties. Well, the wonderful Natalie Abbott is playing Muriel herself, and just say her voice is from the angels. It's remarkable. Yeah. Elizabeth Esguerra is playing Rhonda, her best friend. The wonderful Pippa Granderson plays my wife Betty. Pippa, you might recall, played, I think it was Nicole in the original movie. So here she is in another incarnation of her career playing Betty, who's very much responsible for the kind of in the piece,
For sure.
And then just lots of people who both Chelsea and I have been fortunate enough to work with in the past. It just reminds you of the depth of talent in this country. Yeah. Our ensemble is flat out extraordinary.
Yeah,
it's quite a large cast.
It is.
It's 32 cast members.
There's a lot. Jamie Hadwin?
Jamie Hadwin,
Laura Bunting?
Yes.
Maxwell Simon?
Evan Lever, they play the four characters from ABBA.
Christy Willem Brown's also
Christy's
in it as
back.
Well.
Yes.
So there is literally a cast of thousands in here.
How many are
there? There's 16 girls, 16 men, although across the entire cast and crew and producers, we have, you may not know this, David.
No, please, enlighten me.
We have overachieved gender parity, which rarely ever
happens. Oh, well done.
Yay for us. That.
Yeah. I love it. Well, listen, we should mention the dates too because it's really important. It's going to be at Her Majesty's Theatre. Mm-hmm. Previews on March the 12th. Opening night is March the 23rd. How long does it go for in Melbourne?
Two months? It hasn't all been released yet, but it will be coming till about June.
Yeah, great. Tickettech.com.au for tickets. Sydney dates, obviously, still to be decided. Opening night, they're saying around July 4th for all our ones streaming us in Sydney.
Guys, I think our friends in Brisbane might even get a Guernsey too. So.
Well, if it's that good, it could just keep going and going and going.
It'd
Fingers crossed. But, guys, thank you so much
for
coming
in
today.
Thank you
for coming. Pleasure. Thanks for
having
us.
Enjoy it. Do enjoy
it. Give us the lines going.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Deirdre Chambers, fancy seeing you. You're useless. You're all useless.
I love it. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, guys.
You're on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.